Adi, would you tell us something about your life with Baba and how you came to him, and maybe something about what he means, what he is?
You see, my life with Baba has been an epic of love. You know an epic? It's a big... you have Ramayana in Hindu mythology, in Hindu religion, and other big books. So it's an epic of love, really. My mother, Gulmai, who used to visit Upasani Maharaj, the master of Meher Baba, and one day she asked me to escort her to Sakori, 50 miles away from Ahmednagar, which was the place where Upasani Maharaj lived. One day I went with her, and I had no faith or any belief in any other master excepting the Zoroaster, the religion in which I was born. And I had really no interest. But when I see the figure of Upasani Maharaj, I was really taken up by him. And I bow down before him. And my mother was also very pleased, because she had already become almost a lover of Upasani Maharaj then. At that time, Baba was known only as Meherwan. He was looked upon as the foremost disciple of Upasani Maharaj. And my mother was also got acquainted with him. And being the foremost disciple of Upasani Maharaj, my mother also started loving Meherwan. The difference between his age and my age was only 7 years. Now, I came in contact with Baba through my mother, Gulmai. And the occasion when Baba arrived, when Meherwan once came to the house, my parents built a new house in our town, Ahmednagar, a three-storied building, and my father wanted to perform a housewarming ceremony, and my mother invited Upasani Maharaj to the place, and our joint family members were really not happy, because Upasani Maharaj happened to be Hindu, and they did not like the idea of my mother being a Parsi belonging to some other religion, just to have so much reverence and love for Upasani Maharaj. Now, Upasani Maharaj was called there, and he stayed there for 1 week. At that time, Meherwan also came there. Meherwan, who later on came to be recognized as Meher Baba, he came to the house. I had gone to my home on a vacation, and there I saw Upasani Maharaj. At that time I happened to fall ill. I did not know Meherwan, who was to be Meher Baba later. Casually I was introduced by my mother, and Meherwan started taking such a great and deep interest in me. And when I fall ill, during the whole day he used to visit me very many times, ask about my health. Sometimes, at times he actually nursed me. He used to give me the medicines. And he showed such a deep concern about me that I was really taken up by his love. And I thought to myself that the love that we have for each other, for our mother, for our family, for our friends, the exuberance of love that Meher Baba gives you is absolutely so much that we cannot compare any other love with his love at all. So I felt that at that time, in my short contact with him, he gave me a sort of a spark within me. I could not explain. And I was just taken up by it. And I at once became so much attached to him that when he left our house and went away, I started corresponding with him, writing him letters. He had not completely severed his connection from Sakori, from Upasani Maharaj then. He used to write me letters from Sakori, and these letters I've got with them, I've preserved them, in his own handwriting. And, of course, our contact with each other grew. I passed my school examination and went to Pune. Then I heard that Baba had gone to Pune, and on the Ferguson Road, He was living in a small hut with a few of his disciples. I did not know anything about this. Since I had already a contact with him, I inquired about his whereabouts, and one of his disciples came and told me, gave me the location of the place, and then I went and saw him. After this short meeting, Baba told me to be present there, to go to him every evening, irrespective whether I had any work to do elsewhere, I was attending my college or I had to do any studies. And the whole of Sunday he asked me to go and see him, to be near him. Now this small hut is situated on the Ferguson. There is a big college, Ferguson College in Pune, and the road is called Ferguson. In that hut, of course, Baba lived there with a few of his disciples. One of his old disciples by name, Bailey, who is no more, who wrote a book in Gujarati about Baba and about Upasani Maharaj. He was there with him, serving him. And there were a few others, Baba's disciples, the very old disciples, they were all fishermen. And one of them, called Arjun, was a great favorite of Baba. There was a friend. He used to live with me in the college. During the school days, we studied together. He was from Ahmednagar. In the college, we were also together. So one day, he went with me to see Mehar Baba. And then, Baba also told him that just as he told me to be present every day, every evening to him, he also told him to be present once a week, the whole of the Sunday. It so happened that our examinations came in, and I was very much unprepared for that examination. I had really not gone through the studies at all. Now, my friend had given a promise to Baba that every Sunday, the whole of the day, along with me, he would go and present himself before Baba and be there. So when the examination started, he hesitated to go because he said he had so much to study and he was so much concerned with his study. And I told him, I drew his attention that you had given a promise to Baba that you should present you be present there the whole of Sunday. But he absolutely declined my request and he forgot about his promise and he did not go with me. But I, of course, just as very regularly every evening I used to go to him, on every Sunday also I went, and on that particular Sunday also I went to Baba. Examinations were over. I was very uncertain of my passing, of my success in the examination. But when the results were out, I just asked my friend, what about the results? I think you must have passed and I failed. He just comes out and says, no, I have failed and you have passed. So it is not that because he disobeyed Baba that Baba wantonly put his mind into it and saw that he failed in his examination. It is not like that at all. It is something, when a man gives a promise, he is supposed to carry it out, and the promise given to a personage like Mehar Baba was really very important. He could not see the importance of it. So naturally, one has to stand up to the results of breaking the promise. Now, I became very friendly with Baba. I used to visit very often, and then my mother used to come also there, and we were together on the whole of Sundays, and in the evening when I came, my mother was also there. And Baba so decided that after a time, he decided to go on a foot journey from Pune to Bombay, a distance of 115 miles. My mother, Baba, said about this to my mother. And my mother went to Baba, tells Baba that here is my son, I completely give over my son to you, and I have no claim on my son. And you can give him any instructions you like. If you like, you can ask him to come and stay near you, with you also, and I have no objection. Now, my father, of course, did not 100% agree to what my mother thought about me. Even so, he did not actively interfere in anything that my mother did about me. So, the journey, the foot journey, 40 of his disciples belonging to all castes and creeds and religions, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, Parsis, Iranis. It was decided by Baba that the foot journey from Pune to Ahmednagar should be taken up. Now, you know about the perfect, another perfect master, Baba Jan of Pune, who of course blessed Baba the very first time, implanted a kiss upon the head of Baba, and then of course Baba's whole consciousness was transformed. He was as if thrown into an ocean of divinity, and then later on he happened to go to Sai Baba and Upasani Maharaj. That is, for the present, is besides the point.